Mr. President, Canada would like to thank Thailand for leading the International Cooperation and Assistance Committee, and would like to thank you for your great work this year despite ongoing challenges. Mr. President, as we've heard this week, there are numerous challenges for mine clearance, including new and escalating conflicts leading to new mines being placed in the ground, reduction in global funding towards mine clearance, accessibility, and the residual impacts and challenges stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. As a reminder for states, parties seeking an extension request, the Implementation Support Unit is the great partner, and we encourage states to reach out to the ISU for their support. We'd also like to take this opportunity to once again call on all states to submit their Article 7 reporting on time as per our obligations under the Convention. Mr. President, the RevCon next year will present a unique opportunity for the Convention to reorient itself towards a new action plan and indeed goals for the next time period. My delegation believes that through new action items, we should take the opportunity to highlight and streamline emerging areas of importance in mine action, including the environment, climate change, and mental health under victim assistance. We were pleased with to see the number of gender-focused action items in the last action plan, and we need to start thinking now of what additional gender-focused action items can be included in the plan next year. Mr. President, Canada places great importance on international cooperation assistance within the Convention, and we will continue to prioritize our support in international financial contributions. In 2022, Canada provided mine action support in Ethiopia, Iraq, Laos, Cambodia, Colombia, Ukraine, Sri Lanka, Syria, and Burkina Faso. Since the start of the illegal invasion of Ukraine by Russia in February 2022, Canada has committed over $35 million Canadian in humanitarian demining assistance to Ukraine. Canada is also pleased to support institutional capacity building for organizations such as GICHD, the ICBL, whose mine action work has a global reach. Canada's contribution to mine action addresses a number of issues, including mine clearance, stockpile destruction, advocacy, victim assistance, advancing the meaningful participation of women, community liaison support, and mine risk education. I'd like to repeat again that ours is a global convention, and as such, we will continue to respond to requests for support to as many mine-affected countries as we can around the world. I thank you.